It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick Six time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Fourth and final hour, live at Centennial Sportsplex. Appreciate Roman Yossi for stopping by and hanging with us. Elijah, how about we turn things over to you for last week's review?
All right, here is the results from last week's Pick Six. Number one, Cincinnati at Notre Dame. It was a pick'em. Really close game between those two, so it's supposed to be. No points for Darren and Willie as they both take Notre Dame. Cincy wins the game, which is a point for Chase. A worse loss for Willie, as that is a top shelf loss. As he top shelf Notre Dame. Willie, only one of four on top shelf picks so far this season.
Struggle.
A very telling stat once we get to the final tally. Ole Miss at Alabama. Bama, 14.5 point favorites. Chase and Darren bite on the offensive juggernaut of Lane Kiffin's team. And Willie was a... We'll see what happens. Can a guy takes Smart Alabama man. And gets the point? Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky, 7.5 point underdogs, ends up winning the game outright. That is points for everybody and 2 points for Darren and Chase as they top shelved it. And then Titans at Jets. Jets, 6.5 point underdogs, also win the game outright. Willie, the only one biting on Zach Wilson and the New York Jets. And then interceptions by Zach Wilson. A, over 1.5 or B, under 1.5.
Nope.
Everyone taking the over on the NFL's interception leader, Zach Wilson, and he only threw one in the game. No points for anybody there. And the most interesting wild card question of the week, Titans leader in receptions, Darren guesses Anthony Firkser. Willie takes his boy, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, and Chase with Chester Rogers. And, well, none of them were the leader in receptions. As everyone would have guessed, the Titans' receptions leader against the Jets was the Jeremy McNichols, as he had 8 catches in the game. So our standings after 5 weeks, Darren still leads with 21 points, Willie behind by only 2 at 19, and then Chase, the caboose, at 16. And then top shelves hit, Darren is 3-2 on top shelves, Willie, as we mentioned earlier, 1-4 killing him so far, and then Chase at 2-3 on his top shelves going into week 6.
So you had me hitting my top shelf last week, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. I know it's hard to hear with the Zamboni.
Honestly,
from
it is,
the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Was this the first Zamboni? I mean, is this a historic, the first Zamboni ever made?
Maybe.
Because this sure. Bad boy is loud.
All I want to say is during the entire Roman Yossi interview, I was sitting in another chair, and I just knew that we were going to have a moment.
No, it was not the best.
The chair, that chair was about to break.
Was that the one he was in or you were
no,
in?
No, that I was in. I gave him the good one because I anticipated because I sat in that one earlier, and it buckled a few times, and I thought I was going down.
Oh, that would have been radio Ouch. Gold if we'd had it on video.
All I want to know is who would have been the first person to help me up. Would it have been you two, Ladarius, or Roman Yossi? Because my guess is Roman.
Roman.
He's a good man.
He shouldn't do it, but he probably would be the one to do it. Yep.
Before we reveal this week's questions, let's quickly throw out there that Mike Vrabel has said he does expect A.J. Brown will be playing this week. So that's a good piece of news.
That's big news.
We'll get more details a little bit later. That's the big one, though, so far. There's been some other little ones. Marcus Johnson, got to make a decision on him, et cetera. But,
oh, yeah, he's eligible to, I guess, come off IR.
All right, let's get after it.
Number one.
By the way, this week's winner to Pick Six is going to win tickets to see Zach Brown Band at Bridgestone Arena on Sunday, October 17th. So that is, 9 days away? Zach Brown Band, Bridgestone Arena. Pair of tickets to see that show at Bridgestone Arena on Sunday, October 17th. All right, number one, South Carolina at Tennessee. That game will kick off in Knoxville at 11 o'clock our time, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. That'll be aired on ESPN2. Over under Vols points scored. They scored 62 in Columbia against Missouri. We know their offense has been humming along. Is it going to be A, 39 points or less for a point, or B, 40 or more for two? Chase.
Oof. Did not go straight line with this, which I thought you would. The 10.5 scares me, that hook. But this is interesting. You know what? I will take B.
Oh.
I will say they will put up 40 or more.
Okay.
Wearing the black unis.
They are going to don the black uniforms.
And I like those. I think they look cool.
Al Wilson is going to be recognized.
Oh, is he going in the
at halftime? Yep. Nice. There's going to be a big to-do about Al Wilson. Black uniforms, probably a big crowd.
Yeah. I say B.
I'm thumbs down on the uniforms.
Just
because I think the distinct look of their regular orange. And I'm consistent on this. I didn't like the smoky gray.
Of course you
did. I didn't like the black when they had it before. I like
change.
Black is not one of the school colors of Tennessee. I like their orange.
But it goes well with
look.
Orange.
Well, if you're okay. then have your colors be orange and black.
And Vols fans, come at me. I don't care. At Chase on Game. There you go. I'll make it easy for you. For all – okay, orange and white. Those are your colors. You're right. Orange and white. But I always hear whenever they did the smoky gray or the black or things that look good, they look
in your
really
opinion.
Good on the field, in a lot of people's opinion. But then you got the same people. Their colors are orange and white. They must always wear orange and white. You cannot touch it at all. Like, come on.
I just think that you've got a distinct thing where everybody in the country knows who's playing when you play there and you wear your uniforms. And this
so
it looks like Oklahoma State.
You don't like putting the black trim around the power tee on the white?
No, helmet. I don't like that at all.
See, I think it looks good. Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say, I think their tempo lends itself to scoring a lot of points. So I think 40 is doable. I'm going to go for the two.
Willie also thinks
yes.
That replay shouldn't be in baseball. So,
wow.
That's not true.
I'll go.
It was. For a long time, it was.
I'll go 39 or less.
So you say A.
No. Number two.
After you said you didn't like that, there were a lot of people who said they were shocked to hear you say that. Actually, no one said that. All right, number two, Penn State at Iowa. Kind of a big deal, 3-4. I would say the winner of this, hey, you're going to put yourself right in the mix of everything at the end. It's Penn State at Iowa, the Hawkeyes giving up 1.5, Chase.
One of these teams is going to go 1-0 this week.
Yep.
And I believe it is going to be Jimmy Frank and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Give me Penn State.
Willie.
I really haven't seen Iowa play very much, so I don't have a good feel for them and how they match up.
I saw them rip Maryland to shreds last Friday night.
And, of course, you know, what does that really tell us? I don't know. I'm just flipping a coin on this one. I'll go Iowa.
Willie says the Hawkeyes.
I, too, will go Iowa. They're at home, so I'll go with the home team.
Number three.
By the way, that's a 3 o'clock kickoff on Fox, if you're looking for that game tomorrow. Number three, Titans and Jags down in Jacksonville, Sunday noon on CBS. We're going to need the game total from the listeners. Jags getting 4.5. Willie.
Brett Kern officially ruled out. Bud Dupree, a non-commitment. Just all these things to file when you're making your decision here. This is real-time info we're getting. Sharif Finch and Roger Saffold both out of concussion protocol. So that's very encouraging.
Did you say Julio
Saffold.
Jones out officially?
He is out. Yes, I'm just reading that. So all that to say, Titans
minus the 4.5.
I'll take them.
Okay. I, too, will go with them. I'll take Titans minus 4.5. We all got burned last week.
It's been
we did not. I had the Jets.
Yeah, he had the Jets.
Absolutely had the Jets.
It's been a rough week down in Jacksonville. A lot of distractions going on with the head coach. So I'm taking the Titans, too.
Number four.
Derrick Henry rushing yards. He's got an opportunity to be in a class all by himself. Yet again, another category. Going for 150 or more rushing yards, four consecutive road games. Of course, this is dating back to last year. So the question is, Derrick Henry rushing yards. 150 or more, A, for 2 points. 149 or less for one. Willie.
I'll go for two. What the heck?
Again,
they're going to have
something
to
something else that doesn't surprise
us. They're going to have to give him the ball a lot. Yeah. They're going to have to give him the ball a lot. He is all they've got right now. Now AJ Brown being back helps, but I'm still waiting to see him find his groove. I want to wait and see. I just think they're going to have to lean on Derrick Henry again. I don't think this is going to be a lopsided game. I think he's going to get the type of carries that will get him to 150. Just takes one long run for him to, you know, if he has a normal game and then has one big home run, that's your 150.
I think you made this too low.
I gave you the numbers yesterday on the show. Last year was the first time he's had a big game. Only time he's ever gone over 100 in Jacksonville, which is where Derrick Henry is from. He's actually had some of his lower total games in Jacksonville.
You've also really promoted that he is generally running better on the road.
Yes. But for whatever reason, his entire career, he's never had 100. He had never had 100 since this. He's been down there five times. And last year was the first time he went over 100.
And he went quite a bit over 100 last year.
Mike
Vrabel is looking to go 1-4 against rookie quarterbacks, and I think Derrick Henry is going to have a big part of that. So I will take A. 2 points.
Well, I'm gonna do it too because I agree with you. I mean, he's really all they have. I mean, if you really get down to it, I mean, their success hinges on him tomorrow.
I think you could have said 175. Like, that's how confident I feel.
Well, the record is the record. I mean, they're going on the barrier for the stat is 150.
Sure, I understand. But I just, that's how confident I feel about it, that he goes
over. Well, top shelf it. If you're feeling frisky, go on.
Well, we haven't gotten to that.
Well, you can do it right now. You can say go ahead and top shelf. Okay, there you go, Elijah.
Number five.
All right, who will have more passing yards? Trevor Lawrence or Ryan Tannehill? Ryan Tannehill. And I'm having all kinds of issues. So what Wi-Fi are you guys on?
The Bridgestone Arena one.
Okay. Tannehill this year, last week 298 against the Colts, 197, 347 in Seattle, 212 in Arizona, or 212 at home against Arizona. So 212, 347, 197, 298. Trevor Lawrence this year has had 332, 118, 219, 204. He's played better defenses, I will say that, than the Titans, in my opinion.
This comes down to me.
So who will have more passing yards?
This one comes down to me on who will the Titans figure out a way to not give up the big chunks that we illustrated earlier in the week. We went through how time of possession has inverted from last year because this defense has gone from being a team that couldn't get off the field because they're giving up all these third down conversions to now the problem is they're doing much better in that category, the third down efficiency, but they're giving up these huge plays. That's the key to this question.
Yep.
And the Titans have become more of a station to station 10 yards at a time. They're not getting the big passing yards. So I'll say
Tannehill doesn't have his, the loaded, doesn't have all of his weapons. So that does factor in too. Although DJ Shark is out. He's on IR in Jacksonville. So I'm going to start this.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Shark is out. I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence. A.
Okay. I'm going to sort of hedge by also saying Tannehill. That way I'm going to protect myself against a really bad week. Because I don't know if it's going to be – I don't know if they're going to roll up so many yards. Like if I say Henry's going to have over 150, then that probably makes it less likely that Tannehill's going to throw for 350. But so I'm going to sort of hedge. I'm going to say Tannehill.
Okay. So you want to try to win one category is what you're doing.
At least.
Okay.
And if the perfect storm happens, then good. That means good things for the Titans.
Well, I think it'll happen. Give me Tannehill.
Okay. So you're saying
number six.
Sunday night game, it's a big one. Bills-Chiefs. Chiefs took both last year against Buffalo. Buffalo at Kansas City. That is the NBC game of the week. The Chiefs are favored by 2.5. I'm going to take the Bills on this one. I think the Bills are going to break through and win. Chiefs defense, not that good this year. Bills are humming along. What you got?
I'll take Bills, and I will take them top shelf.
Oh, okay.
The Bills are balling right now.
Yep. I will too take the mighty Bills of Buffalo.
Their defense has been off the charts good. Now, they have not played an offense like the Chiefs. That's going to be the thing to watch, but they're coming in there. They're coming in there very confident.
I'm going to take 39 or less as my top shelf.
For the Vols?
Yep, rush for points.
Okay. All right.
And, Willie, you said Bills, top shelf? Okay.
And I said Derrick Henry.
You said Derrick Henry. All right.
So that would be a three-pointer if I hit that.
All right, Jeremy, Shane, you guys will lead things off. Zach Brown tickets on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. Don't forget, if you call in, you get two top-shelf picks. You can certainly play along at thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top-shelf pick. So there is that. We will come back and get your phone calls on the other side at 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Right now I'm going to talk to you about DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And right now, their Week 5 offer is for every football fan to jump on board with this. New customers, listen up. All you have to do is bet $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's right. The last time there was a 0-0 tie in the NFL, 1943. I would say this is in the no-brainer category. DraftKings customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for bigger payouts. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that code 1025GAME and bet $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That code you need to use again, 1025GAME, this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Hey, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Daughtry at the Ryman, that'll be November 3rd. Head over to YouTube and subscribe to 1025 The Game's YouTube page. That's all you have to do. And you'll automatically be entered for a chance to see Daughtry. Once you subscribe, email us at promotions@cromwellmedia.com with your YouTube handle. One winner will be chosen on Monday, October 11th. So this upcoming Monday, a winner will be chosen to go see Daughtry at the Ryman on November 3rd. So, cool. Where are you going to be on Saturday?
I am going to be at the Brew House on Highway 100, hanging out there watching the game starting at 2:30, Chasers tailgate. So come by there, Brew House, Highway 100. It's right there in that shopping center. Cannot miss it. We'll be there starting at 2:30 watching Georgia and watching the game of the week, the other games going on,
and
beer specials.
And? At 3 o'clock?
Penn State, Iowa.
And?
The Braves.
And?
what are you doing here?
Will there be a Bally Sports?
We'll have that on.
Okay. Yeah. Just make sure. Just you got a lot of TVs. So I'm not asking for a takeover, but, you know, if you could get that on one of the channels, that'd be
we'll have that on.
Much appreciated.
I'm just looking forward to watching
Valley Sports.
Greg Maddux pitch for the Braves, and I think that'll be good.
Is that a ESPN classic?
Yes. Yes. David Justice has had a really good postseason.
Yeah, Marquise Grissom.
Yep.
8098 Highway 100 is the exact address.
Okay. We do have the broadcast on.
Let's go to our
Valley Sports, 3 o'clock.
Phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Jeremy. You're up first. Welcome in.
Afternoon, fellas.
All right, Jeremy, we're going to start off, if I can pull up my questions
here.
I got it, Willie. South Carolina at Tennessee at 11 a.m. The question is points for the Vols in their black Halloween jerseys. 39 or less, 40 or more?
40 or more.
40 or more, and that would get you an extra point. That would get you an extra point. So you're going for two. The next one is Penn State at Iowa. The Hawkeyes are a 1.5-point favorite.
Iowa.
You go on Iowa. Remember, you get two top shelves. The next one is Titans at Jags. The Jaguars are a 4.5-point dog at home, and we also need your game total.
Let's go Titans, and let's go 46 points.
All right. Now we get to the big man, the king, Derrick Henry. You got two choices on his rushing yards, 150 or more, which would get you two. 149 or less would get you just one.
And I think they're going to put 9 in the box to stop Henry this week, so I'm going to go 149 or less.
Okay. Who has more passing yards? Which quarterback? Trevor Lawrence, Ryan Tannehill?
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. And then finally, the Sunday night game, Bills at Chiefs at Arrowhead. Chiefs favored by 2.5.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
We got two top shelves?
First top shelf is Tennessee, the Vols, and then second, let's go Buffalo.
All right, so Buffalo's one, Tennessee 40 or more is the other one.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, same to you. Have a good day.
All right. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Shane. Shane, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
How's it going, guys?
All right, Shane, we're starting off with the big orange and black against South Carolina. How many points? 39 or less, 40 or more? You get an extra point if you say 40 or more and they hit it.
Say 39 or less.
39 or less. Penn State at Iowa. Iowa favored by 1.5 against Jimmy Frank.
I'm taking Penn State top shelf.
Penn State top shelf. Titans at Jags. We need a point game total.
48.
48. And who do you like? Titans are a 4.5-point favorite.
Titans.
Derrick Henry rushing yards. A, 150 or more for two. B, 149 or less. That would get you one.
We say over.
Over. More passing yards, Lawrence or Tannehill?
We say Tannehill, and I don't think he's going to outgun Lawrence. I think they're just going to shut Lawrence down this weekend.
Ooh, okay. You still have another top shelf to work with here. Bills at Chiefs.
Taking Bills top shelf.
Bills top shelf plus 2.5. Boom.
All right, Shane. Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
615-737-1025 is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike is up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
All right, Mike.
Hello.
Let's go to Knoxville. Tennessee against South Carolina. 39 or less on the board for Tennessee, or will they get 40 or more?
39.
39 or less for one. That's choice A. Penn State at Iowa. Big game in the Big Ten. Two top five teams.
Let's go with Iowa.
Iowa minus 1.5. Titans at Jags, down in Jax.
I think the Titans.
Titans minus 4.5, your game total.
54.
Derrick Henry rushing yards, 150 or more, 149 or less.
150 and more, double top shelf.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going for two and then two top shelf.
Going for four. No.
So he could get a max of four there.
Whew.
That is putting your eggs in one basket. Who will have more passing yards, Trevor Lawrence, Ryan Tannehill?
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. And then finally, Bills at Chiefs.
Bills.
Bills plus 2.5 on Sunday night.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
That could be a big statement for the Bills if they go in there and win that thing.
Yeah. I asked Tim Hasselbeck on Wednesday. I said, has the AFC caught up with the Chiefs? That's my question to him.
Which you knew it would eventually. Or you thought it
would. And it doesn't have to be the whole conference because that Bills team is, they're catching up. They've caught up to a lot of teams. That's the one team they haven't.
You want to talk about how the Titans are going to stack up. It's going to be a two-week stretch when they play Buffalo and Kansas City.
They got the Rams in there. It's
but in the AFC,
heavy hitters. Heavy hitters coming for the Titans after this game.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, Jason. South Carolina, Tennessee. Over, under for Vols points, 39 or less for 1 point, 40 or more for 2 points.
Give me 39 points or less.
All right, so he takes A. Penn State at Iowa. Iowa minus 1.5.
Give me Iowa and make that one of my top shelves.
Titans at Jags. Jags plus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Give me Jags. Game total is 45 points.
Derrick Henry rushing yards. 150 or more for 2 or 149 or less for 1?
Give me 150 or more.
Who will have more passing yards, Trevor Lawrence or Ryan Tannehill?
Give me Trevor Lawrence.
Bills at the Chiefs on Sunday night. Chiefs minus 2.5.
Give me the Bills and make that my other top shelf.
All right.
You got all two. Okay. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
All right. The rest of you, we will get off the air. The rest of you can also play along. TheGameNashville.com. So don't forget, we do have weekly winners. Keep that in mind. We'll come back, get the shots of the week, and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, Willie, you've got a word about Loan Pronto.
All right. Loan Pronto. Remember, they've even gotten better numbers for you right now. Better. The loan APR rates are so low these days, it's just incredible. So take advantage of what they have to offer for you. They're on the move. Don't miss this chance to lock in the best rate of your lifetime. Loan Pronto can be phoned today. I'm using the Canadian term, phone. Phone your buddy. 615-499-5780 is how you phone Loan Pronto. And what you want to do is take advantage of their super popular zero-cost refi program. So many people are doing this right now. They're locking in that rate with an APR in the low twos. So if you're like 2.75 or higher, you need to make that call, 615-499-5780. Even if you refinance less than a year ago, they can help you. They're going to save you money. Loan Pronto's all-digital process is fast and easy, virtually no paperwork required. Most loans get closed in 14 days. And if you act right now, you can even skip your next two house payments. Here's that phone number one more time, 615-499-5780 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender.
NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero cost option.
You know what that means. As Darren says, we are rounding third and headed for home as we wrap up a great week here at Centennial Sportsplex. Today, the Predators have wrapped up practice for today. They will have their final tune-up in the preseason tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. We'll have all that coverage for you. Starting at 2 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. But as we do every Friday to wrap up the week, let's get to our best shots.
Just not a big shot guy.
Yeah,
I never have been.
No, me either.
And so I like it because I like peanut butter and I obviously like whiskey. And that's my go-to. So I just take it as a shot. But I've also had it like on the rocks, you know, in a glass, and it's really good. You just sip it.
I'm just going to reveal something I shouldn't do, but I'm going to because I don't care. Whatever. It's true. Have you ever cheated on shots? Have you ever fooled the group?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
He's Paul Feinbaum. He's brought to you by MTGRT.com. You're live and local
mortgage expert. Paul, good morning. Urban Meyer, your thoughts?
I think every day that he continues as the head coach of the Jaguars is a one more day of disarray and dysfunctionality for that program, and he just needs to go. I don't think it's really a tough decision. I think when the owner comes out 4 games into the season and essentially says you have to win our trust back, you're gone. You guys understand the NFL better than I do. If I understand the reports correctly, after Urban walked in that locker room and apologized the other day, he got laughed at. But that's just who he is. He's a joke. He was a great college football coach, but as an NFL coach, he's a total fraud.
Getting some wisdom from Bernard Pollard. It makes me appreciate, Bernard, the defensive players who still flourish, given the rules the way they are right now. It is so set up for the offense to do well. I'm sure you would agree.
Exactly. It's set up for the offense to do well, and it just sucks because offensive players are pushing off. I was looking at, I think it was yesterday, whenever it was, you're looking at all of these shifts, and guys are literally running towards the line of scrimmage and then moving off, and they're saying, okay, well, that's a shift, or that's a motion. No, it's not. That's, you're trying to get the defense to jump offside. Like, that's cheap. Like, so it's so weird for me to watch all of this, and I'm just looking like, this is crazy. So they lucky I ain't playing no more, because I would have tried to slap every sucker running and everything. I'd have took some players out the game, because we'd have figured this thing out real quick.
Talking to Caleb Joseph.
Fenway sucks. I mean, it really does. People, oh, my goodness, you know, when I was playing in the AL East, you get to play at Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park, you know, before the games. Welcome to Fenway Park, America's most beloved ballpark. And I'm going, there's nothing beloved about this place at all. Like, nothing. It's just funky. Like, it's like somebody came in that had a late night the night before and designed this field. There's, like, get out of town. Who would put a wall and then this crazy long right center angle and then the weird bullpens and then, oh, let's wrap it all the way around and call it Pesky's Hole. Like, who thinks of this? Like, somebody was drunk when they decided to design that, and it's a headache.
There's no reason for any or there's never a reason for to apologize for going out. You can go out and be responsible and go out and have fun and not be a viral video that everybody's talking about.
I did that last night.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that. You're allowed to do that. No matter what profession you're in, you're allowed to do that. Apologizing for being, you know, I mean, I don't know what the right word.
Well, it's
apologizing for putting his family in an awkward spot.
The video speaks for itself, but
think about his family right now. He's put them in a bad, bad spot, because now, you think they want to be out in public? You think they want to be on social media? Anybody with the last name Meyer? Nope. Thanks, Herb. Thanks, Dad.
Right. Because they're going to get asked about it and have to deal with that over and over and over.
Right.
Then the video is out there forever.
Forever. I'm debating if I should read this text on the air or not. But it's pretty funny. When in doubt, maybe not.
Well, I'm not seeing it, so it's that's in your lap.
He needs to listen to himself. This is from Keith. He needs to listen to himself instead of Oscar Meyer.
Okay, we'll take a break. Yep, we knew that's probably how it was going to be. Shots of the week. Good stuff, Elijah. Thank you for that. It's been a fun week of shows. White Sox leading the Stros 1-0 in the second. Game 2. Chicago trying to even up the series. Chase's Bravos coming up in about a little bit less than 2 hours. Hour 45. Bravos and Brew Crew.
Who's pitching?
Mike Hampton.
They've changed.
Ah, Mike Hampton.
Mike Hampton. No, he's hurt. Elijah, he's true. Hurt.
Hard hit.
Tim Hudson. He pitches for the Mets, Mike Hampton. Yeah, he got up to the World Series 1 year.
I'll take Huddy.
Oh, Mike made a lot of money.
He really did.
Lots of money.
He spurned the Mets and collected large checks from the Rockies.
Yes, he did.
At one point, he was getting paid by the Rockies to pitch for the Braves.
Which was like the most double-dipping Moneyball, right, with David Justice.
Sure was.
your team is paying us to have you play for us.
Yeah, yeah. White Sox 1, Houston nothing. That game in the bottom of the second. White Sox down a game. Lucas Giolito, the commercial you see all the time, the worst pitcher in baseball the one year. And then he's turned out to be pretty good now.
Yeah, he's turned out to be good. All right.
He's good.
I loved the stealing home last night. That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Action plays, excitement. Did you see the crowd reaction? Like,
please,
can we do that more?
Although, like, how many times are we going to need to see Tampa have a ball lost in the lights, hit something up on the roof,
hit the C-ring,
not know if it's a home run or not.
So that was because I read that there was a like confusion on a home run.
It's the craziest ballpark ever built. It's not a ballpark. It's awful.
Yeah,
I've been there for a hockey game and for a baseball game.
I just remember walking in with Darren and just going,
really?
Yep. Yeah, this lives up to everything you've heard about it.
It's just not good.
We had great seats.
But the boomstick, the former Nashville Sound, Nelson Cruz, hit the C-ring, which is an automatic home run.
So that's what it
was. The Rays just – the Red Sox had chances. They had guys on base. They got a lot of hits, but they could never get the big hit, never could dent the Rays. And the Rays had a guy that probably most of the national audience had never seen pitch before or never heard of, McClanahan, and shut him down.
Mowed him down.
Shut him down for 5 or 6, and then they brought in the no-name relievers that they have.
So just
they used 40 pitchers this year, 4-0, and they're all good.
I can do this because we're at the end of the show, so Willie won't be able to go too nuts. So what do you make of – so they've got second, third, and they've got the shift on, and they're just letting him do whatever he wants, and nobody's holding him. Like, what do you make of that? Playing the shift in that spot.
You're saying when he stole
basically
home?
They're not letting him steal home, but I mean they're almost begging him to steal home.
Yeah, Rafael Devers was playing closer to Orlando.
Yeah, he was playing closer to second base.
He was in Orlando. He was another time zone over. He was way over there. Yeah, and still the pitcher too. He's so locked in. You know, he's a left-hander, so he's facing away from Orozarena, and he never looked. And so those two things, he only makes it by a little bit. He's a really fast runner, yeah. Orozarena. That's what it takes to steal home. But he made it easy because of that. I do hope that the game cycles back around to, if teams are going to do these shifts and stuff, take advantage. These are things that are there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why
take
don't
advantage.
You? Yeah.
They
yeah.
should. They should more than they do. I hope it keeps going.
Lay down a bunch.
And Randy Arozarena, by the way, hit another home run.
He
was a rookie last year. He's still a rookie. He came up in the postseason. He had 10 homers in the postseason last year. Another one. He's got 11 for his career. Remember we were talking about third baseman all the time? So that's 11. He would be the all-time postseason home run hitter for 21 teams. And he's done it in one season plus one game.
How many people even know him? Right?
Well, if you watched the postseason last year, you had to know him. He was the out of nowhere 10 home runs in one postseason. He came back with a pretty good year this year. He's exciting.
First player to hit a home run and steal home in postseason.
In the same game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Same game.
Guys,
awesome.
I'm really excited. Ryan Klesko is going to bat fifth tonight.
All right.
So okay.
Go this. Braves.
Mark Lemke batting right behind him? Okay.
Preds Hurricanes final preseason game.
Shake off
tomorrow
the goblins.
Afternoon at Bridgestone. Puck drop at 3:00. I'll have pregame for you at 2. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Plus, you can watch it. Willie, Chris Mason, and crew. Valley
Trip
Sports.
Tracy, special guest star.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. We want to react with you on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then. Stay tuned. Stillman & Company is next.